Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. 40 years ago, in the spring of 1984, President Reagan spent 6 days in the People's Republic of China, visiting Beijing and Shanghai. To kind of ease into the schedule, he was a week getting there, and he spent another day and a half in Alaska afterward, meeting once more with Pope John Paul II. It was Ronald Reagan's first trip to a communist country, and somewhat strained because of his campaign as Taiwan's leading political champion in the U.S. Perhaps you remember that when he was elected, he still believed, and he was very clear about it, that the government that fled to Taiwan in 1949 was the legitimate government of China. And it's believed that Richard Nixon was quite influential with Reagan regarding China, emphasizing its importance as a counterweight to the Soviet Union. But in 1983, just 4 months before his departure, a high school student asked him why he was going to China.
Well, President Nixon, some years ago, opened the door to what was communist China, still professes to be communist, although it has undergone many reforms and liberalizations of that kind of rule. But here are around 1 billion people in the world, capable, energetic people, and it didn't seem right, as he felt at that time, that we should shut the doors, not communicate at all.
Okay, so far so good. But now he tackles the trickier question of Taiwan.
In saying that, let me add one thing. We have a very delicate problem with them, and that is the situation with Taiwan, because both governments claim to be the government of China. That is their problem, but we have made it plain. It is a problem that must be settled peacefully between them. And we have made it plain also that in continuing and trying to build this friendship relationship with the People's Republic of China on the mainland, we in no way retreat from our alliance with and our friendship with the Chinese on Taiwan, that they have been allies of ours going all the way back to World War II. We are friends, and repeatedly we have said to the government of mainland China that they should appreciate the fact that we're not going to throw aside one friend in order to make another. And then they ought to feel more comfortable that we can be friends with them too.
Just a few weeks ago, in March 2024, Taiwan reported that 20 Chinese military aircraft had been detected, a rise in activity following a large number of planes spotted earlier in the day. Beijing claims democratic Taiwan as part of its territory and has never renounced the use of force to bring it under China's control. And China has stepped up military pressures on Taiwan since 2016, after President Tsai Ing-wen was elected, sending in warplanes and other military aircraft, while Chinese ships maintain a near constant presence around its waters. Well, back in 1984, Taiwan wasn't the only issue. The president's diplomatic mission was dependent upon a rigorous schedule for the 74-year-old president. That's why Mike Deaver planned a very paced agenda on his way to China, because he, along with Mrs. Reagan, didn't want the president to fall asleep during meetings. And when asked, even the president was very honest and somewhat concerned.
These last several days, you know, every once in a while I'd stop and think, you know, here it is, the middle of the afternoon, and what time is it in China? Well, it's the middle of the night, and I've been wondering about when I'm going to find my eyes closing, and it'll be at the wrong time. So I think this, everyone that's been there before says this is the way to do it.
Once in China, the president was not prepared for the reaction of the Chinese leaders to his speeches that extolled the power of freedom and the magic of the marketplace. The Chinese did not like it when he quoted from the Declaration of Independence.
We believe in the dignity of each man, woman, and child. Our entire system is founded on an appreciation of the special genius of each individual and of his special right to make his own decisions and lead his own life. We believe, and we believe it so deeply that Americans know these words by heart, we believe that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Take an American student or teacher aside later today and ask if he or she hasn't committed those words to memory. They are from the document by which we created our nation, the Declaration of Independence.
The Chinese authorities did not want the Chinese people to hear his words, so they censored them from Reagan's speech before it was broadcast on national television. Reagan responded by delivering another speech in defense of democracy at Fudan University. More about that speech right after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself, and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the president's 1984 trip to China. One of his most unforgettable speeches was to those at Fudan University. He even took questions from the students after he had first predicted that freedom and technology would transform their lives.
I can remember my first automobile ride. There were no airplanes then. There was no television. There was no radio. And there was certainly no travel in space. But we have, in one generation, we have gone from horse and buggy to the moon in a spaceship. And all of that, those are the building blocks that you have with which to go forward from here. And don't be afraid to dream. Then make your dreams come true.
President Reagan was really quite disturbed at the number of deletions the Chinese would make from his speeches. They deleted things like, "The United States draws its power from two great forces, faith and freedom." Well, that ended up on the cutting room floor. Also, when he said that Abraham Lincoln defined the heart of democracy, when he said no man is good enough to govern another man without the other's consent. Well, that quote never reached the masses. And they even cut any anti-Soviet statements, saying that it was inappropriate for the president to criticize a third country while in China. So the president responded by reiterating his anti-Soviet views in an interview with Chinese Central Television in Beijing. Again, the offending remarks were deleted from the television broadcast. The White House put out a statement accusing the Chinese of bad faith. And in Shanghai, the president again denounced the Soviets. And that speech was shown in full on local television, but without translation.
I would like to tell you something about us and also share something of my own values. First of all, America is really many Americas. We call ourselves a nation of immigrants, and that's truly what we are. We have drawn people from every corner of the earth. We're composed of virtually every race and religion, and not in small numbers, but large. We have a statue in New York Harbor that speaks of this, a statue of a woman holding a torch of welcome to those who enter our country to become Americans. She has greeted millions upon millions of immigrants to our country. She welcomes them still. She represents our open door. All of the immigrants who came to us brought their own music, literature, customs, and ideas. And the marvelous thing, I think, of which we're proud is they did not have to relinquish these things in order to fit in. In fact, what they brought to America became American. And this diversity has more than enriched us. It has literally shaped us.
The White House producers of the trip, briefly thrown off stride by the censorship of Reagan's speeches, were ultimately satisfied by its conclusion. On the final day in Shanghai, hundreds of thousands of Chinese jammed the streets and cheered the president. And so, in his last speech in Shanghai, he spoke from his heart.
Sometimes in America, some of our people may disagree with each other. We are often a highly disputatious nation. We rather like to argue. We are free to disagree among ourselves, and we do. But we always hold together as a society. We've held together for more than 200 years because we're united by certain things in which we all believe, things to which we've quietly pledged our deepest loyalties. The Yangtze is a swift and turbulent river, one of the great rivers of the world. My young friends, history is a river that may take us as it will, but we have the power to navigate, to choose direction, and make our passage together. The wind is up, the current is swift, and opportunity for a long and fruitful journey awaits us. Generations hence will honor us for having begun the voyage, for moving on together, and escaping the fate of the buried armies of Xi'an, the buried warriors who stood for centuries frozen in time, frozen in an unknowing enmity. We have made our choice. Our new journey will continue, and may it always continue in peace and in friendship. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit reaganfoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.